Started with socks that didn't feel right. Then her shirt felt scratchy, her pants were too tight. Allie just frowned, she didn't know why. She wanted to yell, or maybe just cry. She tried to sit still, but her hands were too twitchy. Her thoughts felt all tangled, twisty and itchy. I don't like today, she quietly said. Then she pulled the covers over her head. There was a puff and a soft little sound. Allie peeked out, Klaus was around. He looked at her gently, then gave her a pat. What's going on, he asked, just like that. Allie sat up, and I don't even know. My brain is too full, and it won't let it go. Feels like it's buzzing, and nothing fits right. And it's all in my chest, and it's way too tight. Klaus nodded once, it's a lot to feel. Let's try something small, something simple and real. He handed her a string and whispered, just wait. A balloon softly rose like it wasn't too late. Here's a thought balloon, Klaus said with a grin. It holds what you carry, all jumbled within. If it's too big or to say, or too heavy to name, you can let it float out just the same. He reached for a crayon and drew on the air a door made of light with balloons floating there. Allie stepped through, holding tight to the string, and gasped as the wind made the whole world sing. Allie blinked twice as the world opened wide, the sky full of shimmer, the clouds by her side. Soft wind in her hair, the air sweet and slow. She opened her hand and let the first thought go. The balloon shimmered silver and zipped all around, then hovered above her without making a sound. That one was worry, said Allie, I think. I thought I'd mess up when we did math in ink. Next came a red one that growled like a drum. It wobbled and wiggled and made her feel numb. That one was anger, she said with a pout. I wanted to play, but they left me out. A soft blue balloon came floating with care. It shimmered and swayed like a song in the air. That one feels sad, she said with a sigh. Dad left for work and I didn't say bye. A golden balloon high like a kite, twinkling and turning and full of light. That one's my happy, she beamed with surprise. I made a loud burp and got three high fives. Then came a balloon that wobbled in place, with question marks dancing all over its face. That one's confusion, said Allie, then paused. I felt kind of weird, but there wasn't a cause. The yellow balloon came swirling through, jingled and bounced and smelled like shampoo. That one feels silly, Allie smiled wide. It made all the other thoughts run and hide. For a moment they sat, just breathing in deep. No talking, no thinking, no climbing too steep. The sky held their thoughts.
like stars in a jar. I'll be floating and glowing, not near and not far. Allie lifted her shoulders and gave her arms a shake. I still feel big, but not like I'll break. The thoughts are still here, but not all in a pile. And some even left me a tiny smile. Klaus gave her hand a comforting squeeze. There's room now, he said, to just feel the breeze. Allie looked up as balloons gently flew, each one a memory, old or new. She watched as they floated free in the sky, some of them low, some of them high. See, not all feelings need to stay, Klaus whispered, some can drift away. Allie took a deep breath, felt the sun on her face. The sky held a quiet, comforting space. The priest brushed her cheeks in a gentle hello, and everything felt just a little more slow. As balloons drifted off in the soft fading light, Allie felt calm, like the storm lost its bite. She'd faced all the feelings that once felt so tight. She smiled softly, feeling just right. Oh, she smiled softly, feeling just right. She smiled softly, feeling just right.